Right now, they're not really lovable. They're not even very nice. But the guys from Entourage do have a following. In fact, with 7 Emmy nominations, you'd have to say the HBO comedy series is a hit. And that's all that matters in Hollywood, where the Entourage crew lives, loves, and maybe learns a few life lessons here and there. Now in its 3rd season, Entourage follows the exploits of rising star Vince Chase and his gang of friends as they set out to conquer the world of showbiz. Among those determined to show them just how much they don't know is Vincent's slick-talking agent Ari Gold, played by Jeremy Piven. And in this scene, Ari tries to put Vince's friend and manager Eric in his place.
What's your point, Eric?
My point is, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. What are we doing about Vince's next job?
I got Vince's next job. It's Matterhorn. You passed on it. You remember? He passed on your next job, Vince. Guy doesn't want to make money. He's a communist. You a communist or are you a socialist? Or didn't they teach you the difference of pepperoni you?
Oh, and what are you, a Rhodes Scholar?
I'm just a lowly Harvard grad with a JD MBA from Michigan. That's it, Eric.
Michigan, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good football team. What do they do at Harvard?
They row.
No, they crew.
Crew.
They crew.
You know what, Vince? We gotta get you a real manager.
Why pay 10% when I got E over here for $4,000 a month?
Cash.
That's a clip from the HBO comedy series Entourage. Doug Ellen created the show, and he'll join us in a moment. If you have questions about the show, about the characters, the storyline, the writing, give us a call. The number's 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is talk@npr.org. Doug Ellen is in our studios at NPR West, and he is the creator and executive producer of Entourage. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, and congratulations on your Emmy nominations.
Thanks so much.
You must be feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, I do.
What does it mean for a show to get that many Emmy nominations?
I mean, for us, it's great because, you know, we're still a small show trying to grow. And, you know, it's just nice to get as much attention as we can get.
Yeah. Now, I read recently that, you know, Entourage is fictional, but you have said you think of it as scripted reality.
I mean, I try to make it as real as possible. I try to take situations that have happened and we go for more reality than comedy, and hopefully the comedy comes from the situations and how amazing it is what goes on out here. So
yeah, well, the comedy is definitely there. But for those of us who don't live in Hollywood, don't know Hollywood, it's a little appalling to think that's what Hollywood is really like.
A little bit, I guess. But I don't know. You say they're not likable guys. I mean, I find them lovable guys. I mean, they all really look out for each other and take care of each other. And I think what makes it work is it's an outsider's perspective looking into it. So you have 4 New Yorkers who are kind of transplanted here, and they are kind of, you're kind of going through it with them. So hopefully that's what makes it relatable.
Well, of course, they're likable because people love to watch them. But I mean, just I wrote that and I thought of it just in the sense of they're very self-involved guys, though. And they think a lot about things like, you know, the next pair of sneakers I'm going to buy, the next woman I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, but they also think about each other, how they're going to take care of their friends and their family. And I think that at the end of the day is the core of a person. And even Ari, who can say despicable things, he goes home to his family and takes care of his wife and kids and does everything, as we'll see this week coming up, does everything he can to get his kid into what he deems the best schools. So I think they're, you know, they talk a lot of surface stuff, but they really do kind of care about each other. And I think that's what makes them kind of a family. So
we should talk about the backstory, especially for people who perhaps have not seen Entourage, which is on HBO, because it's the story of this young sort of rising star Vince, but the guys who he hangs out with, this gang, are all his friends back from who he knew back in Queens. And,
right.
And does that really happen in Hollywood? Do people have those kinds of entourages?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm, you know, I do the show with one of my friends from high school. Several of my friends from high school have worked on this show. And I've kind of based the characters. It's kind of a compilation of Mark Wahlberg and his friends, how they kind of live, and me and my friends, how we would have lived if we made the money Mark made. So, you know, there's a lot of people out here who come out and really bring the people that came up with them. And I think it's similar in athletics as well. You know, you see a lot of the guys in the NBA roll around with, you know, 6-7 guys that they grew up with. And sometimes it's for good and sometimes not, obviously.
I wanted to ask you about Mark Wahlberg's involvement because he's the executive producer, right?
Right.
And I always had the impression that it was kind of based on his story of coming to Hollywood. I mean, he was this kid from Boston and these guys have a very similar kind of background coming from Queens.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff from Mark's life that I loosely base stuff on. But when I got involved, I just, you know, I don't know anything about Boston. So I kind of made it New York guys that I could relate to more and took some names and characteristics from Mark's friends, but then kind of made it my own. So,
yeah. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the character of Ari, played by Jeremy Piven, because it has so taken off, his character. And I've always wondered something about series, which is, you know, when you begin a series like this, when you're creating a series like this, do you always know which character is going to capture the audience most, or are you sometimes surprised by the success of a particular character?
Well, I think with this one, there wasn't any surprise with anything. I mean, we started out, there were five guys. I had no idea what episode two was going to be. We worked on the pilot for 3 years. We hoped it worked. And I don't think anything's really shifted from that pilot to now. But I guess in answer to your question, no. I have no idea what people can respond to and what they're not. You try to, you know, bring as much to the table as you can and hope something sticks. So.
But you get somebody like Jeremy Piven in there playing that character and... you know, he's a scene stealer. Let's face
yeah.
it.
I sat down with Jeremy many times before we started. I begged him to do this. You know, he was the one kind of known commodity out of the group. And, you know, what I told him was, I said, I don't know if this whole show is going to work, but I know how to write for you and make that work. So if nothing else, you'll look good. Now, I don't know if I really believed that at the time, but that was kind of my sales pitch to him. So, and I think, you know, in the pilot, we knew that this character was really going to take off. So.
He's very funny. I mean, even just from that clip that we played, and I've heard it several times today, even, and I laughed at it again. You know, and that's a famous scene, isn't it?
That's the hug it out scene at the end. But he's great, Jeremy. He brings tremendous energy and likability to it. I think all of them do. I think you have to have that, even when people are being awful and evil. Even, you know, Tony Soprano, there was something about him that people liked.
Right. Oh, we're talking with Doug Allen. He's the creator of HBO's hit series Entourage. If you have any questions about the show, if you'd like to talk with him, the number is 800-989-8255. We're going to take a call from Jeff, and he is in Wisconsin. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Go ahead.
How you doing, Jeff?
Quick question about the inspiration for Vince's projects. Whether it's Head On or Medellin, how do you guys kind of write the kind of movie within a movie type things?
I mean, different things, you know, happen that inspire each one. Head On, you know, I don't even remember it so long ago, but I know Aquaman, Steve Levinson is an executive producer, came in and said, you know, maybe they should offer Vince Aquaman. And I kind of spun it to, wow, Aquaman sounds bad, but James Cameron's Aquaman sounds good, and that kind of gave us a whole season. As far as Medellin, I was on vacation two or three summers ago and read the book Killing Pablo and thought it would be a great movie. So we kind of went with that, and they're actually trying to make the movie right now, the real movie. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is Vince going to look that much like Tony Clifton in the he does in the trailer?
Look at the real Pablo Escobar. He looks like Pablo.
He does, actually.
I've heard the Tony Clifton thing. I think it's funny, but he really does look like Pablo. And
You guys are doing a great job. I mean,
thank you.
Thanks for your call, Jeff. You know, I just wanted to ask something about that. And for those who aren't watching the show, we're talking about the movies that the actor Vince makes. And Medellin is his current project. Where did you film the movie?
Filmed that in the Valley.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. We couldn't make it to Columbia, although this show we've gone to Sundance, we've gone to Cannes, and we've gone to Las Vegas, but we couldn't get to Columbia. So we shot in the Valley in a ranch that where they shot Three Amigos. So if you look at Three Amigos, you'll see some of the same settings as this.
Okay. I was watching that and I thought, wow, are they going to Columbia to do that? Very
realistic. Yeah, but our director, I mean, Mark Mylod, shot that. And you know, again, this is a very limited budget. So I think what he pulled off in terms of the trailer and that episode in terms of scope was pretty remarkable.
The other thing about this particular storyline with Medellin is that you've brought them to a point where they've taken a big risk on this film, and I have to say I've TiVo'd some of it, so I may be an episode or so behind, but they're also completely broke.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're kind of also showing the risks out there for these young guys, and I was wondering if they're really going to hit rock bottom. Maybe you're not going to tell me.
You know, our season's over. Like, I mean, we've got six left to air. I swear to you, I have absolutely no idea where it's going. And I've always kind of been like that. I approach it, okay, this episode ended. What should we do next? And I'm a little terrified about that, but it's important to keep them down, though. I mean, if they just go straight up, it will be what you kind of said, just a bunch of rich, unlikable guys. So we try to put roadblocks in the way.
Yeah, and interesting that as Vince is encountering all these problems, his pal Johnny Drama is doing pretty well, both in real life and on the show.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing about this town, and I've been in L.A. 18 years, and it's kind of, you watch the rise and fall and rise again of people. It's very interesting how many of my friends over the last 20 years have gone, wow, they're making it off the charts, to wow, their career's over, to wait, they're back again. So it's very few people just kind of go straight up, and that's what we try to explore. So right now, Drama's on the rise.
Great. We're talking to Doug Allen, creator of HBO's hit series Entourage. We're going to take a call now from Bob, and he is in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon. It's nice to talk to both of you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, I just wanted to say, when my wife and I started watching the show, we got bored with it because it seemed like the premise of the show was the flip side of Sex and the City. Instead of New York and four women, you had Los Angeles and four guys. And it sort of seemed like HBO's desperate attempt to try to make another hit. And I'm not saying anything against the show because we enjoyed it, but we went to HBO because we'd found that it wasn't as interesting as some of the other shows.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but HBO had, we came up with the idea and we brought it to HBO. I don't think the term Sex and the City ever entered my mind until it came out and people kind of said what you're saying. So, but if you like, the good news is you can keep watching Sex and the City on TBS.
And you never thought of Sex and the City as you were starting to do it.
No, I thought, I mean, when I started, this was Diner and Swingers, and this was a guy show. I mean, to me, it was, there's nothing about it that to me is similar to Sex and the City except, they're characters in a city. But Diner and Swingers were really the model for this show.
All right, let's go to Masaki in Baltimore. Hi, Masaki. I hope I'm saying your name right.
Yes, you are. Thank you. I wanted to say that my husband and I think that this is one of the best shows on television. We really enjoy it. And
thanks.
Part of the reason that we like it is that it's not really trying to teach any serious morality tales, although we do like the fact that they're such good friends with one another. But I was wondering if you were planning on introducing sort of a more permanent, strong female character. Carla Gugino was a great character, and Ari's wife is pretty strong, but other than that, the women have sort of been transient. So it's just
it's a tricky balance, and it's very hard in 30 minutes, 27 minutes to get even these five guys in. So we try it, but usually kind of my feeling is that I'd rather hear these guys talk about their relationships than see them actually in their relationships. But, obviously Ari's wife is probably going to be the continuing strongest character that we'll see. Carla was amazing, and hopefully we'll get her back. But there's not really room on this show for it. It would be as if Sex and the City all of a sudden had a main guy character. It's just it doesn't fit in. I wish it did, but because I would love to have Carla back every week. She was so great.
Great. Well, thanks so much for the great writing, and keep it up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Well, let's go to Michael, and he's calling from Oakland, California. Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
For having me on. I actually wanted to. Well, first let me tell you, I love the show. I watch it faithfully, so I'm not here to call and bash the show, but right. I have a serious question, which
okay.
I'd love Doug to respond to.
I will do my best.
Actually, I do think that there is a morality tale going on in the show, and as a teacher and parent educator and therapist, what I'm mostly concerned about when I watch the show is the message that it gives to adolescents about status and the importance of status. And I'm wondering, how you feel about that and whether or not, I guess in some way, I see the story arc with Ari maybe being an attempt to correct the notion that that most of the people on the show only care about their status and about the acquisition of money.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Ari doesn't care about the acquisition of money.
Well, I
certainly does, but Ari, in the last season, Ari turned his car around and went to rescue Lloyd from a rather indelicate situation.
Right.
So
It's interesting that you say that, but I mean, to me, Vince, the last thing he cares about is the acquisition of money. He's turned down money after money after money to try to go after what he wants. So, I mean, I kind of look at these guys as having a real strong sense of integrity, actually. I mean, artistic integrity. I mean, they've said numbers of times, rather than doing stuff we don't want to do, we'll go back to Queens and start over there. And
but will they really?
You know, we probably wouldn't have a show, but but I think, you know, some people have criticized the fact that they don't believe there's any character actually out there like Vince, who keeps turning down $20 million for Aquaman 2 and this and that. So I try my best in this world to actually give them a strong sense of morality and really a sense of brotherhood. But at the end of the day, besides Johnny Drama, who really isn't after money, he's after self-respect and just, you know, he just wants somebody to really like him. I think Vince and Eric are really about, you know, doing the right things and doing things that they believe in. So, but I hear what you're saying.
What about Turtle? I mean, Turtle's
probably about the acquisition of money. Turtle's probably about the acquisition of money. But I think, you know, Turtle's a sad character who, coming from the neighborhood he came with, if he wasn't with Vince, we don't know where he'd be. He could be off dealing drugs or doing a lot worse than driving Vince around. So, but I think we'll see Turtle that, you know, like you see in this town a lot of the times, Turtle will be a guy who actually has some talent and some skills, like he did, you know, he managed a rapper last season, and he'll find some other things to do.
All right, Doug, it was good talking to you.
Great, thanks so much.
Doug Allen is creator of HBO's hit series Entourage, which won 7 Emmy nominations last week. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.